Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. Fall has come on. There's a definite chill in the air, and there are people who have to get up in the night and close their bedroom windows. Not me, not anybody I know, but there are people who are sensitive to the cold. The Hansons left on Monday for a car trip out to Yellowstone. They've never traveled, taken a long car trips years and years since the kids were little. It all started when he said he was going to go up into the Canadian North and go caribou hunting with some friends, and she said, "Fine, you do that. You have a good time." She seemed completely unperturbed by the idea of his going. She said, "You're going to be okay?" She said, "Oh, sure, it's not a problem." She said, I've got places to go and people to see." Well, where are you going to go?" He said, "Well," she said, "places, different places. Got lots I'd like to do." And that made him nervous, the tone in her voice. So they took the trip to Yellowstone. And that's how you get to do that if that's your goal. They're having a wonderful time out there. Kurt got back this week from his trip to Amsterdam, his first time in Europe. He's 68 years old. It was a gift from the teachers at the grade school, a retirement gift. He retired after 44 years as the janitor at the grade school. He was a janitor. They tried to promote him to custodial engineer, but he just was always a janitor in his mind. He just liked to do things right. He knew about solvents, and he liked kids, that's all. Vomit, no problem whatsoever. Toilet get plugged up, he was there. He was there to do what he had to do. He was a good man, and he enjoyed it. He replaced a janitor named Bill, who sort of went crazy, and he started leaving signs in large block letters around for people. "You bust this toilet handle one more time, I'm going to find you and bust your head." So he had to go into anger management, and in came Kurt, who likes kids and who likes to clean and do things right and clean windows and paint walls and wax floors. And he always knew the kids' names within the first 2 weeks of school. And you know that everybody behaves better if you're not anonymous. So they gave him 2 weeks in Holland and Germany. He comes from German people, him and his wife Claire, and they were supposed to leave back early September, and then she decided not to go. She said, "I just got too busy with the yard." And he made a few calls to see if he could cash in the tickets, and the travel agent said no. So Kurt got on the plane by himself, and he flew to Amsterdam, and he stayed in Amsterdam for 4 days. He walked around, and what he saw in Amsterdam was a lot of deferred maintenance, just a lot of work needed to be done in that city. And he was going to take a picture one afternoon, and he took his glasses off and dropped them in a canal, and it was his only pair of glasses, and he called the airline, and they took compassion, and they let him move his departure date up, and they bumped him up into first class, and he came back. People asked him how it was. "Well," he said, "it was different. It was different. It was okay." He said, "It wasn't what I expected." What he felt was gratitude that his people had left Europe and come to America. And he and Claire got busy right away on their yard, and they've been working steadily on it ever since. But he got the trip out of the way, and he came back with a few pictures. Down at the library, Grace, the librarian, has started a letter-writing club. They meet on Monday every week, and people come in and they sit down around the noon hour, and they write letters by hand on paper, or she has an Underwood typewriter, and you can sit and type your letters. It's sort of a rebellion against texting and email and all of that. And they've had about 8, 9, 10 people come in every week. There's a little potluck, and they bring in sandwiches and soup and chili and so forth, and they sit and they have a good time. Liz, Pastor Liz, came, and she sat down, and she took up a pen, and she was writing a letter to her sister. Arlene Bunsen was passing sandwiches around, and she paused and stood behind Pastor Liz for a while and looked over her shoulder, and she could see the word date leaped out. I had a date. So she stood very quietly and she watched Pastor Liz writing about a date she had with a youth minister named Gus, and they went to a coffee shop, and he talked nonstop about Bible camp and all about it, and he just went on and on and on. And he talked about devotions and the text that they used and what he had to say about it and who read the text and the little friendship bracelets that they made and the trampoline and the campfire and the band that played for the campfire and the songs that they did. And he went on and on and on. And she finally had to press a button to make her phone ring and pick it up and pretend to get a call from a parishioner who was in the hospital. Extreme measures. But as Arlene read that over her shoulder, she remembered a time when she had been visiting Pastor Liz in her office and the phone rang. You learn so much from people's letters. It was a good week in Lake Wobegon. I went to a little spaghetti dinner there on Monday. It was to raise money for autism programs. And it was a spaghetti breakfast, actually. They got the two things confused, and so the meeting started at 7 a.m., and we had spaghetti with tomato sauce, which is actually a better breakfast than you might think. I discovered that at 7 in the morning, I am sort of autistic myself. You read the description, the characteristics of autism, and they seem sort of general, you know what I mean? Repetitive use of language, I mean, is true of most Norwegians that I know. Lack of spontaneity, I mean, you find it all over town. You know, refusal to make eye contact. You're talking about me and my family. telling repetitive, speaking in a sing-song voice and telling stories irrespective of the interest of your listeners. You're talking about half the people in the Chatterbox Cafe. Autism, it's a great thing. It's a great thing that we're doing for autistic people. We used to just throw them in rooms and lock the doors, and now we have programs for them, and they're able, most of them, half of them, more than half of them, to be as normal as any of the rest of us. It's a great and wonderful, wonderful thing. Is my voice sing-song? Are you interested in any of this? That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.